be sorry, dear, I know, for the way that you have treated me. I ramble all around, but nobody can be found to take the place of her in Tennessee. That little girl of mine, Tennessee, I know she's waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town with that little girl of mine in Tennessee. Girl that's waiting there for me, and I can hardly wait to see her standing at that gate, that little girl of mine in Tennessee. That little girl of mine in Tennessee, I know she's waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town with that little girl of mine in Tennessee.
Thank you very much. We are back to basics. There is some warm up here. We're going to slow it down here a whole lot. This next song we're going to do is co-written by Jimmy Martin. We allowed to say that here? And Paul Williams. We're going to get Butch and Brian to do this as a duet. This is on our tape. We've got a table over here. And this song is on our tape. And they do a real fine job at this. Something called Mr. Engineer.
Engineer,
Thank you very much. Boy, it is warm up here.
How warm is it? Oh, never mind.
It's so warm.
Yes.
We didn't even have to warm up before we came up in here. But we're plenty warm, I'll tell you that. We're going to have Gene sing one for you now here. It's one that Lonesome River Band did a few years ago, written by John Green. It's about unlikely friendships between an old man and a young boy. It's called The Old Man in the Shanty.
To drinking, he'll shoot it just for fun.
But they never knew that I was the old man.
The old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. Drinking and shoot it just for fun.
But they knew that I was the old man.
The old man in the shanty, how I still remember him.
Forgive me for all that I have done. I buried him in a place that he showed me. Sang a little prayer I had done. No one ever knew or realized what had happened. For that old man had finally up and gone.
Don't you go near the shanty, son. The old man has a gun. And when he gets to drinking, he'll shoot it just for fun.
But they
the old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. He's just an old man in the shanty, how I still remember him.
They're doing great.
Thank you very much.
There it is. I got an emergency. Steve Nash, the banjo player for Shady Creek. He has to call home immediately. There's a family emergency. Steve Nash with the Shady Creek. If he can hear us, get down here quick. He's got a call home or family emergency. If anybody knows him, if they've seen him around or anything, see if you can get in touch with him. Back to basics. Thank you.
I'm going to take a few minutes and introduce the boys in the band here.
Okay.
Some of you may know him, some of you may not.
Some of you may not want to know us either.
Yeah, that's true, too. Anyway, standing way down here on my left, your right, playing the dobro. Makes his home in Sebago Lake, Maine. He's a real fine job, real good dobro player. We're really glad to have him with us. He's a troubleshooter in the band. If there's any trouble, he'll find it. And he usually does. Would you please welcome Evans Fitch? Standing down here beside me, playing the five-string Jimmy Cox banjo.
No comment.
Makes his home on Westport Island, Maine, and every time he has to leave that island, he's got a 6 or 7 hour trip. Not really, they have bridges down there, finally. Please make him welcome, Evan Greenleaf. Thank you. Standing back to me, playing the bass fiddle. Boy, have I got a story to tell you about him.
Now, be careful. Butch
is a quarter fisherman. This guy can catch some bass that are unbelievably huge.
Unbelievable is right.
Unbelievable. You've heard fish stories, but some of his bass, I'll tell you, they're huge. Anyway, we was down at his place picking here just a while ago, and they had a whole bunch of company, and they had a little baby over there, and they were bragging about how much this little baby weighed. This baby was 4 days old and about this long. And they said this baby weighed an awful lot for its age and, you know, just being born. And they was trying to find some scales, and they looked over the house, couldn't find any, and Butch says, hey, I got some scales in the shed, go over and get them. So they went over, and sure enough, they brought back his fish scales. That little baby weighed 65 pounds. We call him the Woolwich Warbler. Please welcome Butch DeForge.
Thank you.
Standing over here playing the mandolin, Brian picked this instrument up about 6 or 7 months ago. He had never laid his hand on a mandolin in his life. And we think he's doing a pretty good job on it. He's an eye doctor. He's an eye doctor by trade. He said he practices at it. He has some outrageous bills. He keeps us all in glasses.
Yeah, you got
up
that
here.
Right.
I could just get them to pay their bills. We'd be all set.
Hey,
he writes some of the songs his band does. We'll play some of the songs he's written here sometime tonight.
Jeff, give me a little bit
Would
more.
Would you please welcome Brian Daniels.
Do it upright, Brian.
And ladies and gentlemen, on my right, weighing in at You Don't Want to Know.
All right, You Don't Want to Know.
The master of picking faster, the master of talking faster, the reigning queen of the D18, Mr. Gene, the walking, talking bluegrass machine, Groves.
Thank you very much, Brian. We're gonna sign him right up for the boxing matches, you know that? You do good at that. I think I got the capel on here now. So.
Do you? Is it in the
We're gonna get Butch to sing a real pretty country song. I believe this song was written by Holland Howard, and I don't know, he's wrote some great country songs, and a lot of bluegrass bands play this song, and a lot of country bands, and
yeah.
We're gonna do it. Something called Iron Curtain.
There's an iron curtain, darling, that's between your heart and mine. And it seems it's getting stronger all the time. You don't want me, you don't need me, but I'll keep on hanging round. And someday I know my love will tear that iron curtain. Don't be afraid. the past, dear, and your heartaches linger on. But to live your life in darkness is a shame. If you'll only let me love you, soon your heartaches will be gone.
Butch DeForge, the Woolwich Warbler.
That song is on our tape. It's over. We got a table over here. We got some t-shirts and a tape and some pitches and some buttons. And that song is on our tape.
They asked me to mention. We've got a couple of Back to Basics spokes models over there, Bambi and Peaches. They wanted me to make sure to mention that.
Bambi and Peaches?
They won the competition from some pretty stiff competition there. And
boy, are you going to pay for that.
Boy, am I in big trouble, I'll tell you.
This next song's on our tape. If we can do this right.
We'll try.
Something called I Wish You Knew.
I wish you knew how hard I tried to tell you, how hard I tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time.
If only half the things were true you said about my heart, then I wouldn't have forgotten you since we've been apart. Said I forced my lips to kiss you when we said goodbye. You said I even forced tears that came into my eyes.
I wish you knew how hard I tried to tell you, how hard I tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another time.
There's not a thought that could be worse than knowing that you're gone. But in the picture in my mind, I'm never all alone. You see me in another's arms just like I've been with you. For you each night, I only wish you knew.
I wish you knew how hard I tried to tell you, how hard I tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time. Off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another beat my time.
Boy. Hot, hot, hot. Svet, svet, svet.
I got so much water on these strings, I can't even feel them.
You sure that's water?
Holy sweat. We're going to feature Abby here over here on the banjo. I want you to, last time we did this, we don't even want to talk about it.
No,
I want you to really pay attention to his fingers. You'll notice that they never leave his hands.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're Evans over here on the dobro has a tendency once in a while to not quite be on time, and that's all right. We've learned to adjust to that, and we expect it. And if he was ever on time, we'd know something was wrong. But this next song, every time we do it, I think most of us think of Evans. Popular bluegrass song called "I Wonder Where You Are Tonight." Tonight my heart is sad, I'm weary, wondering if I'm wrong or right. To think about you though you left me, I wonder where you are tonight. And the rain is cold and slow.
And everybody across the country is set in on his programs one time or another and enjoyed him as much yesterday as we will here today. And I believe he might be ready now. If you put your hands together, the granddaddy of all yodeling cowboys anywhere on the face of the earth. Now, the one.